For many American high schoolers, sophomore year is truly one of the most second years of high school. But what if instead of going to the cafeteria or algebra, you got superpowers all up in that thing? Rude Tales of Magic has been relentlessly lampooning fantasy and sci-fi with their improvised roleplay podcast since 2019, and their brand new campaign is set in high school. But not a normal high school, no. It's Rude Tales of Magic, Blue Kindness High. Blue Kindness High is X-Men meets Degrassi, Animorphs meets Dawson's Creek, Stranger Things meets Looney Tunes. GM'd by comedian Tim Platt, listen to Branson Reese, Ally Fisher, and Joe Lepore tell the tales of sophomores who for some reason are amazing. Subscribe to Rude Tales of Magic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. New episodes drop every other Tuesday.
Greetings! It's your quasi-friendly authoritative voice, saying once again it's time to enjoy your favorite fantasy podcast. But before you listen to The Adventure Zone, why not blow 40 or so minutes with dusty old us? We've got a host with a sword stuck through them, and that could only be said of Radiolab during their holiday special. So, sit back, not that far, this isn't a dental exam, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Just shy of 5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Things went downhill from there. I have a magical sword stuck through my body. I'm alive, but a small part of me is dead, and maybe the sword can never be removed. But enough about me. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, my good bud, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Baby don't know. Oh, Arnie, a small part of you is dead. Your penis died?
I am also joined by Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos. Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fieng Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges.
Arnie, what if we start
and I am known in the Northeast as Gasmuenius Maystar, and there may be other secret names so powerful that if I did e'er utter them aloud, most assuredly, every child's toy in all of Foon would come to life and have secret adventures when no one is looking.
What?
Yes.
How many adventures? Like,
you know,
three?
Three, and then maybe a fourth one that feels like we're kind of just doing the same thing still.
But the second one would be the best one?
The second time they get together.
I feel like you're pushing it with three, but if by some reason the third one is, like, decent, like, get out.
Arnie, there's a snake in your boot.
What? A snake in my boot? Oh, God, that scared me so much. I almost just, like, jumped to, like, infinity and beyond.
What?
What's beyond infinity?
I don't know. Like,
yeah, what's...
That doesn't make any sense.
Four.
You always say to infinity and beyond, or you'll say to bed, bath, and beyond.
I know.
And you say them with equal enthusiasm.
I know.
And then you seem real smug and happy with yourself.
Mm-hmm. And then I say, arr.
What was that last part?
That was a bridge too far? I think it was a natural progression of ideas from Buzz Lightyear with a side journey to Bed Bath & Beyond and then to Home Improvement via Tim Allen.
Arnie, you need to calm down. You've got a sword in you, okay? You've got a sword in you.
I keep knocking things over with the sword, and it's just really like, I know I'm putting up like a really together vibe in general, but I'm pretending.
No, you're not.
Oh. Okay, you're right. You're my good friends, and I don't need to pretend with you. Like, I'm kind of struggling right now. Like, I almost died. I've got a sword in me, and it's kind of scaring me more than I would like to admit.
Yeah, you've been struggling since you arrived here almost 5 years ago, and
I'm talking about...
Hasn't really changed.
I gotta say, it's really hard to look at you. I mean, it has been for 5 years.
But, yeah.
I mean, I'm mostly talking about the thing since I got stabbed with the sword.
Oh, right.
Damn.
And then all the other things before that.
Yeah, well, sure. Okay. Any,
have you been playing with it?
Huh?
The sword.
Are you talking about my little dick again?
So you admit it.
Yes, don't scratch at it. Don't It'll just make it worse. Sword.
Have you been playing with it?
I mean, it's just, it's hard to get comfortable. Like, here's the thing. It's not like I just see the sword. Mm-hmm. I feel every part of this sword impaling me. I'm always aware of it. And if I move around, it's like parts of my insides, like, scrape against it.
Oh, no.
I know.
But I also have seen you clean under your nails with the tip of it.
Oh, well, sure. I mean, look, I gotta get some use out of it, right? I've also been, like, hanging sacks of snacks off of the end, which is a good upside.
No, like, that's a good idea.
I can carry... It's almost like I've got, like, a front bindle for snacks.
I've been hanging sacks of snacks. I've been hanging sacks and snacks.
Have you ever thought about adorning it with more types of weapons and useful tools, though? And perhaps using it as, like, a utility sword?
Ooh, yeah, or can you give the sword arms and maybe the sword is holding two swords?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Is that a fun look?
I don't know. That's like a sword on a sword. It's like a hat on a hat.
Oh,
I have multiple hats.
You mean like this?
Oh.
Whoa, he lifted up his hat and he had another hat right underneath it.
Well, look under that hat.
What?
That's his brain.
That's right.
Usador, where's the top of your head?
I don't know. I lost it a while ago.
Oh. So you know what?
I heard
it's
that.
It's not just me. I'm sorry. I've been dealing with my own stuff. Everybody's going through something.
Yeah.
Everybody's going through something. Sorry, Usador.
No. It's good to air it out every once in a while.
That's almost like a different things mean different things. Everyone's going through something.
Yeah. That's very true.
Usador, sorry you flipped your lid.
And currently, we're going through something, which is the Kooky Longwoods.
What?
Right now, we're traversing we're going through something, which is the Kooky Longwoods.
Oh, that's right. We are trying to get to the artifacts the Dark Lord is looking for before he gets to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally different from looking for the pages different. Of the Book of Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're looking for artifacts.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The Kooky Longwoods are a beautiful, beautiful forest. Arnold, have you ever seen such a beautiful forest?
No, and not from this vantage point. Chunt, I was a little annoyed when you demanded that we climb these vines to get up to this tavern on the top of these trees, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, this is sort of an elevated city, sort of a city in the trees here.
Can I have some of those corn nuts?
Oh, yeah. Just go ahead and take... If you want a snack out of my front window, just go ahead and...
Get some of these corn nuts.
Yeah, let me get in that snack.
Get some of
those. Okay. Don't take all of them.
I've heard the reason we're here... is I've heard that in the Kooky Longwoods is a demigod outlaw.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes, she robs from the poor and gives to the poor.
Huh. The same ones?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then she kills the rich and eats the rich.
Okay, robs from the poor, gives to the poor, kills the rich, eats the rich.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Does she eat the same rich that she kills? Is it like, I killed you, and you're still alive? Nah, 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 nah.
Arnie, I don't know. But I've seen posters that she's been outlawing in this area, so I thought we could swing by and maybe see if she knows the area better than we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, now, should we be bringing this outlaw to justice, or is this an outlaw against the very forces of evil that we wish to bring down?
I don't know.
I suppose once we find her, we'll have to figure it out for ourselves.
Let's make her make the first move. If she treats us like family, we'll treat her like an in-law. If she treats us as an enemy, we'll treat her like an outlaw.
Well, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Arnie, I mean, I've heard so many wonderful rumors about this outlaw of demigod.
Oh, I love
and remember,
rumors.
It's a demigod, so it's probably going to be this glorious, beautiful visage.
Well,
so
I'm kind of a demigod. It's not a big
What's
deal.
That?
I'm kind of a demigod.
Mm.
I'm basically like an ethereal being brought to Foon in the shape of a human and becomes a wizard.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see you're more of like a demi baguette, but but yeah, whatever you want, bud.
I mean, just, you know, it's like it's not going to be that impressive. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, sir. We're all going through something.
Yeah.
We're all going through something.
That should be right, our new shirt. You're right. I have a little itch up here.
No. It's not we're all going through. I'm sorry.
Arnie, if
we're
going to put brain
on everyone's going through something. Not we're all going through something.
Oh, what did I say?
It's, you know, look, I know it's a subtle distinction, but different things mean different things.
Oh, we got to start making more shirts.
That's true. Any combination of words we say should go directly onto a shirt.
Oh, boy, this town up in these forest treetops is a little more dilapidated than I would have thought. Let's look around and we'll try and find the most well put together person here.
Barkeep.
Oh, hey. Sorry, dirty person. Get away. We're looking for
Arnold, don't be rude.
Oh, I'm
that's
sorry.
That's okay. It's actually not rude where I come from to be as dirty as I am.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But I...
On your way. On your way, Dirk.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Everyone's going through something, but we're looking for someone important.
You all are going through something?
Everyone. We all are. Mm-hmm. Everyone is going through something.
Let's get her out of here. And you smell like shit to you, ma'am.
Oh,
on our way.
Well,
here we
thank
go.
Thank you. Well, if...
No. Here, traveler, what is your story?
Mine?
Yes.
Oh, golly, well, nobody asked for my side of the story.
Well, we didn't ask for
before,
your side of the story.
Now.
We just asked for your story.
Well...
Your side of the story? That sort of sounds like some people have some bad things to say about you.
Well, if you'd listen to my side of the story, you'd hear the horrid, horrid things that people have to say about me.
I guess the point we're making is we didn't even realize there were two sides to the story. Yeah. And they're just like, we just need to hear our story.
And immediately, just by your appearance, I don't believe your side. What's your name?
Well, people in this part, they call me Jess E. Wales.
Arnie, that's what? Her.
Oh,
that's the outlaw, Jesse Wales.
Oh my gosh. I just gasped and I didn't even know the name.
She's part demigod and part whale.
This is so embarrassing for you all.
Yeah.
But don't be put off by this appearance because there is something great.
I've run this con.
Yeah, you're covering yourself in shit and mud to kind of blend in so people don't know it's you kind of thing.
And in traditional where, you know, I would use my many abilities and I'd just snap my fingers and I would be beautiful. But I am more comfortable this way.
I see.
With my people this way.
And speaking of snapping your fingers, it looks like all 10 of your fingers are broken.
They are indeed.
Bones
they
showing.
Are indeed. It's mostly due to climbing these trees every day.
Yeah.
Mostly.
We're way You're up climbing there. Wrong.
Yes, we're very high up in the tree town.
Oh, and you all didn't struggle once.
I had help. A lot of help.
I
helped. Love it. I got a sword in me, though, so I can't do much.
Oh, that's... Mind if I place my hat on the end of it?
Don't cover my front bindle. That's where my snacks are. You can put it on the back, though.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's kind of like putting a hat on a sword, but yeah. We'll allow it. Well, I'm sorry, was it Jess or...
It's Jess, and then my middle initial is E.
Do you mind if I ask, what does the E stand for?
I want to commend you for asking, if you could.
Oh.
And I don't mind in the slightest. It's Elizabeth.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you very much.
That's very nice. Now, I've run this con before, as I said before. It's no big deal to pretend like if you're a demigod, you can kind of turn yourself into like a decrepit old crone or a little imp, and then people underestimate you, and then, you know, when they're looking for power and truth, they come to you, and you don't seem like you'd be the one, you know. You'd go, oh, I'm looking for a great wizard master, and they say, master, yes, wars not make one great, all that nonsense. And then you reveal yourself as the powerful one that can save them all. Yes, I know what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
Usador, when are you going to reveal that it's a trick that you've been covered in shit this whole time?
Wow, what?
Like, is this like a long con by you? Like, I just thought you were a dirty old wizard.
What the? How dare you? I am Usador, one of the most amazing wizards who has ever walked astride Foon. I'm already glorious in my current form.
Okay.
Oh, my brain really itches.
I don't know. I feel like my con doesn't seem as legitimate now.
Oh,
does it?
What's your con? What do you do in
these
woods
here? Oh,
no, Steve,
what I'm trying to say is that there is no con.
Oh.
There's only me.
Oh, is it one of those things you're so important that you don't have to not be dirty? It's like you don't have to try to look good. It's like celebrities are like, I can wear athleisure everywhere and I still look good because I'm famous.
Some people look at me and they say, what's the phrase? Maybe she's born with it.
Oh.
That's it.
When they say maybe she's born with it, what is the it?
The it's more of a feeling than a physical thing. thing.
I see.
It's more of a, once you talk to me, boy, oh boy, I've got it.
Yeah, that happened to me once at a job interview. I handed the person who was looking to hire my resume, and they went, resume, resume, ooh la la. And I got hired.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's just a little extra pizzazz in my step.
That's a touching story.
Thank you.
I love this camaraderie that I see with you three.
Oh,
you were joking with one another earlier, and you were kind of being mean to each other, too. It was so, that was so fun. You'll learn that in these parts, it's hard to come by a good joke.
Oh.
Yes,
We could roast you if you want.
This roast you speak of, mm-hmm. Is that related to roasts that you eat?
Yeah, in terms of we would spit hot fire,
well,
and
then
by
yes,
the end you'd be
roast
cooked.
My roast.
Well, eat your guys. Hold on, we'll be right back with you, guys. And I really hesitate to say this. I think she wants us to eat her ass,
Arnie. I think what's really going on is that she just wants some food. She looks.
I think that's a better assumption.
I think that's highly more likely.
Yeah, Jess, are you hungry? Are you looking for a hot meal?
Tragically so.
Oh. Now, I heard a rumor, however, that you used to, or currently do, rob from the poor, give back to the poor,
mm-hmm.
kill the rich, and eat the rich.
I wish I could say even a little bit of it was fiction, but it's all true.
Oh,
wow. It's all true.
So you find eating the rich isn't satiating?
It is, and it's... I want to clear something up.
Okay.
That when I go into the home of a rich, I go into a rich home,
mm-hmm.
I...
That's what you wanted to clear up? When you go into the home of a rich, you go into a rich home?
People think that I'm just slaughtering in the streets. That I see your garb and I think I judge you by the way that they look. No. It's research. It's thought out.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicate.
Yeah. So I think it's nice that you, because you know, people want to die at home in their mm-hmm. own beds, being brutally attacked and murdered and eaten by a dirty demigod, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, the description you just gave could also be described as premeditated.
Wait, you went to college?
You'd be shocked.
My dad wanted me to be premeditated. I disappointed him.
I'm trying to do good here. I'm reallocating from one poor to another.
Oh, that was going to be a follow-up question mm-hmm. for me, because I was like, do you steal from the poor and then give it directly back to the same person?
It's different poor. If you get a little more wealth,
mm-hmm.
I nip that in the bud.
Can I say something? There's an old adage. I don't know what region of Foon it's from. There's a term that's called spread the wealth. So what you do is you accumulate or take wealth,
yes.
and then you take the wealth and dole it out in small portions to a great many of people. It sounds what you're doing is just sort of shuffling around the mm-hmm. same non-wealth to a lot of people.
Yes.
And keeping them poor.
Well, it's we can't change everything overnight, you know?
Sure.
It's a balance. It's a delicate, delicate ecosystem.
Yeah.
Incremental progress is mm-hmm. important. We mustn't lose sight of that.
I have a much longer, it's actually a 30-year plan.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
To raise
like this podcast. Keep going. Sorry.
It's a 30-year plan, and I'm going to raise this village's poverty level by 2%.
Oh. You're going to raise the poverty? I don't think that means what you think it means.
Poverty
line not where they're... Hold on. Okay. So I draw a graph at home.
Okay.
And it has all of the poor people's names on it.
Okay.
In one column. And all the wealthy people's names on it in another column. Mm-hmm. There is no in between. Don't even ask.
There's no middle class here.
And that's why I'm here. I don't allow it.
You are like death of the middle class or no middle class.
I'm actually death of middle class and upper class, I believe.
Yeah.
So you want everyone to be poor?
Because it's what needs to happen.
Sure.
No, it's just we're not built for wealth up here.
Sure.
We don't need those things.
I think in a weird way, I kind of get it. You're like death to the rich, but you're protecting the poor mm-hmm. from getting to the danger zone where you would have to kill them.
Correct. Mm. And trust me, there have been some that have tried to make the leap.
Sure.
The leap over the non-existent middle class into nom-nom-nom territory.
Oh.
Jess, if I may, and I don't want to call you out or confront you, but you spoke of a leap. As you mentioned that a rat leaped out of the hole in your stomach onto the tree. What's going on there? You okay?
Well, I'd like for you to call him by his name, which is Reggie.
Okay.
And he lives there because we are friends. Kind of like how you guys are friends. He's got a freaking thing in his tummy.
That's true.
That's fair.
That's true. Yeah, I was going to be like, hey, weird. Why do you got a hole in your stomach with a rat in it? I got a magic sword in me.
And a badger.
I said no.
People with swords in their stomachs shouldn't throw swords at other people's rats.
Yeah.
Thank you. You mind if I write that down?
I actually
can't write. Would somebody else write it down for me?
Sure, no problem.
Don't you have a list at home with names?
Oh, it's... names in this village... Have you guys been around? Have you met anybody?
The building... I mean, it looks like a ghost town.
It's really because we are so afraid to come out at night.
Sure. I wonder why.
Yeah. I don't know.
Although I've got to say, you did say you mostly kill people in their homes. So really...
Everyone should get out.
Yeah, get out of your house. Get out.
I mean, if they'd like. Or stay in because you're not afraid. Yeah. And maybe stay in because you're not who I'm coming for. This is what I'm talking about. We're talking about the wealthiest of the wealthy are who I'm tracking down where they are.
Sure.
Going in through a back window.
Oh, okay.
A side door. Slaughtering.
I have to step in. I think you're giving yourself way too much credit. You say that you track down the wealthy where they are, but then you kill them in their home. So it seems like what you're doing is waiting in the wealthy person's home, mansion, if you will, until they come home and then killing them.
And all of that's very impressive here.
Now, Jess, it's difficult for Chunt and Ani to understand because they aren't immortal demigods like you and I. You and I understand that long-term plans like these can be very slow in the way they change the world. But it is our patience and perseverance that shall bring about the result that we wish.
Oh, you just... I love that.
Thank you.
I love that.
Let's just say we get each other.
Yeah.
We get each other because we're both, you know, immortal, angelic, beautiful.
We're both so dirty, and we're both so...
Ephemeral, but dirty here in this world, trapped in these flesh forms, you know. That's the demigod's burden.
Arnie, I wish we understood long cons, but you and I both know we're not going to live past 30 years.
Yeah. You mean total or from now?
I'll live another 14, you live another 13. And if we're not dead by 50, we kill each other.
I was about to say, are you guys planning to die together?
I think so.
No.
I'm planning on taking
and
you with me.
Now I'm worried. I gotta... I wish I had
Because you're so rich?
All right. I'm gonna write down on a piece of paper. Do not forget, in about, 13 years?
Sure.
Do not forget, in about 13 years, but years? ? Chunt is going to try to kill me.
Arnie, buddy, if this podcast is still going in 13 years, I think you'll be begging for it.
Yeah, it's true.
Is that what words look like, what you were doing over there?
I mean, close. Close.
My brain itches.
Need me to get that for you?
Yeah, can you get in there? Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I think I might have digested one of your spells.
All she did was just slap her broken fingers against his brain. That was the grossest sound I've ever fucking heard.
Felt great.
Whoa.
Do you eat with your hands?
It's more of a demigod thing.
Huh.
My fingers, when I said earlier they're mostly broken because of climbing the trees. It's about 6 of 10.
Oh, 6 or 10
of
broken?
6 of 10, a fraction.
Mm-hmm.
It could be reduced to 2/3.
6 out of 10 are fractured.
From the trees. And then the other third are from merely me just going about doing freaking demigod stuff.
If only there was a simpler way to say that if you had 10 fingers.
Wait, Arnie, I think she said it perfectly. 6 out of 10 are fractured and the other third...
Jess, could you excuse us for a moment?
Absolutely.
Oh, she just laid down on her stomach.
6/10 definitely does not reduce to 2/3.
That was my point.
Yes, I don't know.
I know
that's bad math. Arnie math.
I was going to say, I don't want to make fun of someone who can't do math. That would seem rude and cruel.
I'm concerned that a demigod should be able to do math very quickly and easily.
Mm-hmm.
And, since we've been traveling to the east, we met the all those animals and bags of grain that were dressed up like traveling salesmen.
Yeah.
Ooh, Usador, I think I know what to do.
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you demonstrate how to do some fractional math?
Ah, of course.
Okay. go ahead and get up off your tummy. She lifted straight up without pushing off the ground.
Wow.
Just a trick. What can I say? You get it, Usador.
I definitely get it since I have this extra toe, you know, if I have, you know, between my fingers and my toes, and seven of them are broken, I have 7/21, so one-third of them broken.
Jeez. Guys, just a
second. That's, wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll give you a chance.
You got, oh, wait, hold on.
Okay. It was the most natural way I could think to get into it.
Guys, we should never solve anything with math.
Wait, I think if you just... Yeah, you got it.
Well, you know when you get a piece of eight and you take four of the pieces off of the pieces of eight,
uh-huh.
And you've got, you know, one half of it left?
Oh, I mean...
Because four eighths equals one half, and you two...
It could be.
One half plus one half equals one whole.
It could be not.
Or it could be not.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I just think we see things a little differently.
You don't see fractions the way I see fractions?
It's a bit subjective.
You think fractions are subjective?
Listen, if you had lived life the way that I have...
Oh.
Ooh. Well, how have you lived life exactly?
Let's take a step break? Outside.
Oh, I thought you were going to say let's take a break. I was like, power move.
Yeah, that's the first guest who's ever asked for a break. Yeah. Let's take a quick break and appease the demigod.
All right, absolutely. Yeah, let's take
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's take a quick break.
We're going to take a break. Each episode is usually about 60 minutes, and we're about halfway through. So that means we're probably at the 45-minute mark. We'll take another...
Man, this is great.
45, and that'll equal one full episode.
Well, if it's 40... So 45 over 60, that's got to be...
You're all bad at math.
And we're back, and we're outside this sort of treetop tavern here, and we're out on the sort of rickety bridges that connect all the treetop villages, I guess?
Mm-hmm. It's quite impressive, actually, if I do say so myself.
It's exciting to be here in Kooky Roberts.
The Kooky Longwoods.
Oh, sorry, Kookaburra.
What? Yeah. So tell us about what you've built here, this town.
What you're looking at is kind of the town square.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a circle.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the town square.
This is the town square.
This is like
this is the town
heart.
Square.
This is like the town
square. This is where the nightlife is, you know?
The nightlife that people are afraid to get out of their houses.
Yeah, it's mostly me and I just kind of dance around here by myself.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. I just stand right in the what's that thing? It's like the middle of a circle. What's that?
Fountain?
Like, yeah.
The blood of your victims?
It's like three radiuses in of a circle. It's like, that.
I think she overheard us talking about fractions and geometry.
Can I have one of these pretzels?
Yeah,
sure. Right, over there.
If I may compliment your town square, it looks like what it mostly consists of is that dead horse with a seal stuffed halfway down its throat.
That is correct. And if you would just call him by his name, Carl.
The seal or the horse?
At this point.
I guess it doesn't matter. That's a good point.
Can I ask, was the horse and or seal dead before they got up here to the treetops?
I leave the treetops occasionally, and I bring back little gifts for the scores of orphans who live in this town.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why are there so many orphans here?
Because this is a very, very dark place.
Oh. Can I ask, were these orphans formerly rich?
Were they orphans when you found them?
Yes.
Did you make them orphans?
No. No.
Arnie, when she says no, it sounds real weird.
She's putting the least amount of effort that she can into saying no.
They weren't.
She's putting one of her hands in her mouth and saying no around the broken fingers.
She's practically like laying down while she says it.
Okay. Friends. Are we friends right now?
Sure, yeah, we're friends.
Sure, we can say we're friends.
We're friends. I would like to come clean.
Okay. The guilt is why you have a hole in your stomach?
You should
probably find some way of getting clean.
Yeah, put a rat.
You're very dirty.
Well, you should find somebody to get that freaking sword out of you.
That's a good point.
You're right, touche.
Is that a roast? Did I roast?
Yeah, you roasted him.
Yeah.
Then that makes what I'm about to say even tougher.
Oh, okay. No.
Because I have deceived you.
What?
What?
I am not a demigod.
Oh.
Oh. So you're just
a dirty person?
A little bit more than that.
Sure. Oh, but, yeah, yeah.
You're an outlaw, yes. Yeah?
I am indeed an outlaw, but it's not for murdering and eating the rich as I have so characterized myself.
Okay. What are you an outlaw for? What have you done?
I have...
If this is going to be worse than murdering and eating the rich...
No, it's actually better.
Oh, good.
Okay. The local town's very wealthy orphanage closed.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I, myself, adopted 200 orphans.
Oh, well, that's a scheme to get their money.
So if I have this right, the wealthy orphanage closed?
What? Also, yeah, I have so many questions.
Well, the orphanage itself didn't have a lot of money, but the children who ended up there had come from wealth, I would assume.
These wealthy orphans. Children needed the help of this very poor orphanage.
I
want to
hear
her
say it.
I marched into that orphanage with all the money I had after hearing this tragic news that they were going to close that orphanage and individually place every little baby on the street. And I said...
You placed the babies on the street?
No, I prevented it.
Oh.
The mean people who run that orphanage, they were going to do that.
Oh.
And I stopped them with a promise to build them a better life. And so I adopted all of them.
Uh-huh.
And I built them this home in the trees.
Oh. Treehouse.
Kids love treehouses. Oh, kids love a treehouse.
That's what I try to do.
Huh. And when you say you walked into the orphanage with all the money you have, I saw from your purse around your waist earlier fell out a dead bird that just had the word Myrnie written on it by someone, clearly not you. Is that what you think Myrnie is?
That is.
Hmm.
And if anyone tells me differently, I'll welcome the information.
Oh.
But I took 800 of those dead Myrnies and I walked into that orphanage and they were shocked.
Yeah.
But then they just gave me all those. I mean, I just like scream like, give me those kids.
Could you, would you mind walking us through
kind of in
real time?
Yeah.
So, Arnie, you be the owner of the wealthy orphanage.
Okay. All right.
Nisor and I will be rich orphans.
Oh, all right. Okay. Oh, hello. Welcome to the very rich orphan. Oh, wait. Am I, do I talk? I'm not. Wait, I'm so sorry. See,
did that sword break your little mouth, boy?
I'm sorry. I was so excited. I was like, you know what? I'm finally going to play a character. And I quickly realized that was a mistake. So the owner of the orphanage was not themselves rich.
Correct.
Okay.
Why don't you play an owner of the orphanage whose name is Rich?
Oh, okay.
And that way you can just play close to yourself.
Okay.
I thank you guys for committing. So
sure. Yes, I'll be Rich. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Well, this is weird, wild stuff. Johnny Carson, welcome to the orphanage.
Hello, I have 800 Myrnies. I'm here. I'm here to help.
Okay.
And then this is the part where you guys are the babies, and then you just come with me. And there's 200 of you.
I say, I am a wealthy baby, and I shall go along with you.
Yeah, I'm a wealthy baby too. So 200, not 800.
800 Myrnies.
For 200,
burbers. Which if you did that, the price per wealthy baby would be about...
The money per burby ratio.
The money, it would be about...
quarter of a money.
Three-eighths. Three-eighths for that baby. Give me that baby. Give me that baby for three-eighths.
Definitely incorrect.
Jess, what do you have in your life? Do you have a significant other? Do you have
a dream? I give a lot to these orphans, but at the end of the day, I would just love to see the world.
Well, that's a wonderful dream, but I have to ask a follow-up question. Where the hell be these orphans?
We have not seen a single orphan.
Nor heard an orphan cry.
But they're very happy. They have nothing to cry about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it makes me think they're
dead. You want to meet an orphan?
Yeah, please.
Sure.
I'm just telling you right now, it may not be pretty.
Ugly kid? You assume that orphans
go. I mean, they are. I am their adopted mother.
Okay.
So how good looking can they be?
I don't. That doesn't understand.
Make total sense. But let's meet some of these scores of orphans.
Yeah. Well, over here, this is a real building with many, many real orphans in it.
Okay, that's so, a pillow with lipstick on it.
That's a toy. Oh, wait a sec. Where'd it go?
Huh.
What the heck? What the... guys, this is so awkward.
So you've misplaced your orphans.
I've misplaced certainly this home, but I have about 30 more homes of the orphans.
Maybe,
and they're all spread evenly.
Okay, well, that don't
so there were supposed to be 80 of them.
That makes
this
me think
one.
That they're in jam form if they're spread evenly. Maybe as we're walking and searching for them, maybe they're playing hide and go seek. Yeah. Maybe it would help us believe you if you told us some of the names of the orphans.
Oh,
or just describe
one. Yeah. Well, this one is Marnie.
Okay, that's the dead pigeon.
This one is Doosty.
Doosty. Okay.
Now you're saying this one, but we haven't found any yet.
You're just pointing to nothing.
And really, you can't even point because you're just gesturing with your hand and your broken fingers are flopping all over the place.
They sure are. You guys are so observant.
Usually we're not. That's the thing. Here's the thing. We fall for all kinds of shit all the time. You know, we get lots of emails from people being like, how the hell did you fall for that? Everybody knows that you're being tricked. So we fall for everything. This is the one time where we're like, something doesn't add up.
So in the history of this podcast, I'm the first person who's ever just come clean. I just wanted
to... No, first of all, you're the dirtiest person that's ever come on this podcast.
Other than you, sword-looking ass.
Damn, burned. You are sword-looking
I still want
ass.
You guys to roast me.
I found a cellar door over here. I opened it up, and there's a lot of orphans down here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, those are mine. Are mine.
Are we talking? Are we talking pulse? No pulse?
No, they're all just hanging out down there.
Oh, phew.
I gotta say, though, Jesse looks very surprised.
Well, to be honest with you, it's been a couple days.
Oh.
Which is not neglectful. It's called independence.
Sure. You can call it whatever you want.
And those are my kids. Okay. So, skippity-bop-boo, I think you guys have done it. You found my orphans.
I think we owe you an apology.
Huh.
We were completely wrong.
I think we owe you an apology. Oh, it's going to be hard to say.
Am I the first apology in the history of this podcast?
Listen, I can't stress enough. You're not the first of anything except for the dirtiest person we've ever talked to. Does that make sense? You're not even the first dirty person, but you're just simply the dirtiest person we've ever
talked
to.
I mean, one of the first things you said is you wanted us to eat your ass. I mean, the dirtiest person that's ever been on this podcast.
Well, everybody's... Gotta have something.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, hey.
Yeah, that's kind of like what you were saying earlier, Arnie. Everyone's gotta have something. Or no,
Look, everyone's going through something. Different things mean different things. Don't knock it till you tried it.
Yeah. Jess, do you have any catchphrases that kind of keep you afloat?
Oh, well, I usually wake up every day and I look at the world and I just say, what the? You gonna do this thing or what?
I'm sorry. I'm just making sure. I'm going to write this down. What day you going to do this thing or not?
Yeah.
What a great way to approach the day. Every morning you wake up, you greet the day by saying, you going to do this thing or what? That's a wonderful motto.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Huh. It's so isolating up here.
Except for the many, many, many children.
Ah, shoot. Forgot him again.
Which one of you is Doosty?
Dish me!
Doosty's real.
Huh.
I am gobsmacked, I gotta say. I do want to apologize, Jesse.
For what? I was goofy.
At first, you were clearly lying, and then you confessed to something that seemed even less possible. And I was really thinking that this was going to be followed up by that being a lie, and the next thing being even less possible. But there seem to be a bunch of kids here, even though you seem a little confused by it.
You know, everything, as Eustor was saying, too, it's a bit of a long con.
You've been a demigod this whole time? Ready to reveal your glory and your...
That's right.
She just wiped some dirt off her face.
I can't even look directly at her.
All she did was dirt off her face, take off her glasses, and undo her overalls, and she's suddenly...
She's all that.
Beautiful.
So I bet you guys feel like big old geezers right now, don't you?
Oh, I do feel... Oh, okay, geezer. We got okay, geezer.
Geezers need excitement. Are you... Mm-hmm. Was this a test?
It was a test, and you all got a 48% on it.
Oh, that's got to be below passing unless she's wrong about the math.
No, it is. It's quite good.
48 out of what?
Well, it's a percent out of 100.
Okay.
Guys, I think she's still that 30%.
I don't know. Now I'm really... That okay geezering really messed me up. Now I'm not sure if, like, she's totally bonkers or it's just we're too old to get any of the things she's telling us. Okay, maybe geezer. Everything makes sense and we're just sort of, like, out of touch.
They'll never get it.
Geezer, you fucking geezer. Geezer,
get in here. Let me give that spell back I took out of your little noggin earlier.
Thank you.
Ooh, tickles.
So what is your name, demigod, if you're not Jesse Wales?
I'm not even an outlaw either, but I'll get to that.
Oh, we have time now.
My name is Ariana.
Oh, grande?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry, you're just...
Yes.
You're big.
Thank you. When I wiped my face, I did grow. Thank you for noticing.
Yes, and I hope you two have learned a lesson about not being rude to dirty people in the street and treating them with respect. For if you continue on this path of rudeness, most assuredly one of these old crones or dirty people will turn you into a terrible beast, and the only way you'll break the spell is by falling in love.
That sounds very specific. Also, I would never mistreat anyone, regardless of their situation. It's just that her story was so fucking bonkers and full of holes, herself and the stories.
It's so wonderful you're pointing that out now, because it was so deliberate. Everything I did, it was all part of a carefully curated test. You were meant to doubt me at every turn.
Wait a second. Oh my god, I feel so stupid now. Look behind us. There's this giant cork board she's been looking at this whole time. And look, on this cork board are little things that totally explain everything she said.
Huh, I don't want to turn around yet.
Think of a good example. Let's see.
Well, that seal in that horse, that was kooky, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's an official seal with a horse head in it.
Yeah, and the cork board itself is dusty.
And on the bottom of the coffee mug that I was holding when you all met me, it said my true name, Ariana.
And here's a picture of Marnie from the HBO show Girls. I don't know how that made it into this world.
Turns out this story holds up. 15 minutes later, it holds up.
Yeah.
And participant is pretty clean.
The greatest trick Ariana ever pulled was convincing the world she didn't exist.
Well, we should get back on the road. We're only 6/9 of the way to where we're going.
6/9.
Why has there been so... Someone explain this to me.
Time to tell you I'm quite proficient at math.
Okay. Do some.
Well, if you hold up your little fingies, anything on a 9 multiplication, the answer, so if it's 9 times 7, the answer is 63.
Wait.
If you just hold down your fingy.
There's a lot of...
Look, it says you got 6 on the left side.
For listeners at home, there is a very large visual component to this involving fingies.
So hold on. If we hold out our hands and put down our fingies...
And everyone at home, please do this. Okay. So here I... Oh, God. It's... what is 9 times 5? So your fifth finger is your thumb on your left hand.
From left to right.
Yes. From left to right. And you put that down. And look, if you're reading from left to right, the answer is 45. And it works for all of them. 9 times 8?
9 times 8, 72.
Yeah. I did it right.
Huh.
See, that's why you don't doubt yourself.
Huh. Now do 347 times 948.
328,956.
That's right.
Whoa.
I assume. She did that all on her fingers.
Yep. You just hold it down a whole bunch of your fingies. Look, not broken either.
Oh. I'm glad that some of these things are lies and that you haven't really been murdering most of the people in this village.
Oh, no. This was all merely to test you all, to test your, what I keep talking about, your friendship.
Yeah. Oh, and that reminds me, I almost let you get away with it. You said that we were meant to believe you every step of the way and that there was some greater scheme at play. Go ahead and reveal that now.
The moral of you three coming up to my little treetop of gifts, one could say.
Well,
because I consider this a gift, a true Usador. I couldn't teach you anything if I tried.
Thank you.
But for the two of you...
My name's Chunt.
Chunt.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie.
Oh, thank you, yeah.
The roasts, they weren't meant to cut deep.
No.
Because everything here in life, it's only temporary. For you guys, anyway.
Yeah.
So I was here today to tell you both to just cut loose.
Everybody cut, everybody cut.
What?
Everybody cut, everybody cut.
Everybody cut. Cut loose.
Cut loose. Huh.
You missed it, but I stood up and I did the splits just then.
It was amazing.
You stood up and did the splits?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
It's like I stood up and just...
And honestly, Jesse, Ariana, whatever your name is, I do think that I learned something.
Yeah.
I still don't understand most of what's happened here today, but it was wrong of me to be dismissive of you as like just a dirty person. It doesn't matter if you're a dirty person or a demigod who's slightly less dirty because you wipe some of the dirt off of your face. I think what I learned is it's a mistake to talk to strangers.
And you know, I created this again very deliberately,
mm-hmm.
with room for you all to interpret it and to grow,
okay.
as you see fit.
Hmm.
Because that's what I do. I teach.
Oh, yeah, know, it seems like you come up with morals on the fly, and sometimes they hit home, and more often than not, they fail wildly.
So, what has this taught you both about the way you treat your old friend Usador?
Mm-hmm. Both of you turn to Usador.
Okay.
And?
I'd say your thing.
Say your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Usador?
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
No. Oh.
You gotta clean some of that shit off of you.
Usador,
mm-hmm.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta get you at the top of your head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I dunk on flip my lid.
It's okay. It's all right, buddy. Here, hold my hand. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going through something.
Everyone's going through something.
And everyone's cutting loose.
Yeah.
Foot loose.
Yeah. I'm working so hard. You know, the rest of the lyrics.
Yeah.
Usador, here. I'm going to stand over here. Run into my arms, and I'm going to lift you up over my head. Nope.
No, he just jumped off of the tree.
Huh. Oh, I wish I could help more.
I should have been nicer. You can't do... You're a demigod.
Oh, golly, that's right. Or am I?
Oh, shit.
Wouldn't it be amazing if that's how we killed off Usador? Well, send those emails and tweets now and make a framing device's dreams come true. Usador the Wizard, who we may or may not have just written off this show, was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. The Outlaw, Jess Elizabeth Wales, was played by special guest Laura Maynard. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. And by the way, I know how the photo of Marnie from HBO's Girls wound up in Foon, but I'm not telling.